Unfortunately for internet supply, I don't know. It's finally bitten the dust, out to pasture.
We said this a year ago, but as of this week, Microsoft will no longer support the once dominant browser that legions of web servers love to hate. And a few still use out there. If you're using it, you've got to stop right now. The 27-year-old application now joins BlackBerry phones, dial-up modems and Palm Pilots in the dustbin of tech history. So a year ago, Microsoft was putting an end to Internet Explorer, pushing users to its Edge browser, which was launched in 2015. They made a statement this week saying, not only is Microsoft Edge a faster, more secure and modern browser experience than Internet Explorer, but is also able to address a key concern, compatibility for older legacy websites and applications. It's also more secure.
Now, Richard, what about the Chrome browser? How does that stack up?
Well, that's the dominant one in the world at the moment. I really prefer people to use Chrome. 65% of the worldwide market use Chrome, followed by Apple Safari with 19%. Edge has 4% just ahead of Firefox, so it shows you how dominant Chrome is, doesn't it?
It's interesting, those figures, absolutely.
Yeah.
So Microsoft with the Internet Explorer gone after, as you said, 27 years.
27 years, it's amazing we've had it for 27 years.
Sure is, yeah, absolutely. What about Microsoft Defender, how it's expanding to Mac, iPhone plus Android?
As well, if you've got an Office 365, a Microsoft 365 account on there, so you subscribe every year, you can actually download a new version of Defender, which has got a bit more oomph in it. That's the easiest way to describe it. Defender's been around for years. We've talked about it on there. It is free, people. It is a Windows anti-malware tool that can detect and remove many malware and virus threats on PCs. But with the 365 subscription, it moves one step ahead now. So they've been actually selling Defender to businesses for a while, which has got things like email phishing protection, but now we all get it for free on our devices, which is really good. So there is a Microsoft Defender for individuals. It's now available, and you can use it on Windows, iOS, you can put it on your iPhone. You don't need to do that at all, people. Android and Mac OS. They can scan apps, network traffic on there as well. It's good for Windows, but it won't be helpful for a lot of people out there in its current form because every platform actually has its own inbuilt security tools, which we talked about before.
Mm.
Google Play Protect on Android already scans apps for dangerous code. Apple's Gatekeeper and X Protect on iPhone, iPads and Macs. You know, but, you know, if you want to install something else and something a bit more, knock yourselves out and you'll be able to do it. And it's free, remember.
Okay, free to Microsoft 365 subscribers.
That's it.
Great, fantastic. And finishing off this week, Apple's coolest iOS 16 features. That's you drag subjects right out of images, doesn't it?
It does. So iOS 16, which arrived in September, there's a feature on there called, it's like Instant Photoshop.
Yep.
So you can actually pull a subject out of an image or photo and paste it into another photo or use it as a sticker in messages. They're calling it list subjects and background. And all you do is you do a long press on an image and then you can just drag it out. It works in photos, screenshot, quick look, Safari, and even videos. It's going to be something that I think a lot of people will use because, you know, a lot of time you'll see this photo and you go, I really like that one particular part of it. Why not drag it out and use it somewhere else?
And that's available on iPhone, iPad and Mac, isn't it?
Yep, in September.
In September.
One of the new features that will be coming.